Hey guys, I'm here with
Jason,
and today we're going to be reviewing Poland food, and we're going to be talking about some of the issues that's happening in Poland right now. So Jason is going to lead us off with some of the issues that's happening in Poland right now for today's episode.
So I work full-time, go to school full-time, so I'm not super-duper familiar with everything going on, but I know there's a lot of protests with tens of thousands of citizens of Poland who are in an uprise against the government. I'm not sure what it has to do, but I know that the government's ready to pardon two politicians who were recently arrested for taking refuge at the, the equivalent of the White House or whatever for Poland.
So Jason, tell us some more about you.
Well, I work full-time. I'm in my second-to-last quarter of the nursing program at Walla Walla Community College, and I have two teenagers that live with me who I'm the parent of. And let's see, I like to do things outdoors when I have time. I'm not too fond of this crappy weather we have right now, and I look forward to having no ice on the road.
You heard it from Jason. So today we have some kielbasa that I prepared last night and some pierogies. So kielbasa basically is just Polish sausage, and then I added some sauerkraut into it and some onion, and I cooked it up and some garlic and some beets, and it's a really popular dish in Poland that many people enjoy. And I also have prepared some Polish cake for dessert. And so let's get started. All right, so let's start off with the pierogies.
Good, I'm fucking starving.
All right.
It's like a dumpling. It's kind of like a pop sticker, but not. It's more doughy. And there's cheese inside. And it's got a nice little grilled crust on the outside. And it's pretty freaking good. Yummy.
All right. What about the kielbasa?
No, 1 sec. Let me finish my pierogi.
Supposed to take a bite.
I took a big bite. I told you I'm starving. You never feed me. All right. Well, the kielbasa with the sauerkraut and the beets and everything smells awesome. I love kielbasa. I'm going to take a big bite here. Yeah, it's really good. The onions balance it out. It's got that little pickled flavor from the sauerkraut. It's seasoned really good. The beets aren't bad at all. It kind of gives it a cool color. This is really freaking good. Good job, Caitlin.
Thank you. All right, so I'll give him a second to finish that, and then we will jump on to the Polish cake. Okay, so to prepare this cake, basically what it is a custard cake. It's supposed to be like a vanilla custard, but I didn't have any vanilla extract, so I just added cardamom in it. So it's not a super traditional one, but, I mean, besides the cardamom flavor, you got the Polish cake. So basically, it's a dense cake at the bottom that kind of acts like a crust, and then you add the custard on top, and then you add some sliced almonds on top of it, and then some whipped cream on top of it, too. I couldn't make my own whipped cream because I didn't have enough time, so I just added some whipped cream that we got from the store. So what do you think about it?
That's good. It's sweet. I like it. I like the crust on the bottom, like the cake part.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of tastes like tapioca. It's really yummy.
I know.
Yeah, super good.
So about that, when I was cooking it, I think I scorched it a little bit, so it kind of congealed a little bit. So
is that bowl that had all the scorched stuff in the bottom I had to scrub out for you?
Yeah. It got a little lumpy, but it still tastes pretty good.
It's good.
Thanks.
I like the texture of the almonds in there, too, a little crunch.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Did you try any of this yet?
Yes, I did.
What'd
I had a bite.
It?
I thought it was pretty good. I was surprised. I wasn't sure how good it would come out to being. But honestly, it's not that bad.
It's really good.
I mean, it was kind of hard for me to make it because I had to follow a recipe based off of grams, and I had to try to calculate it to cups and measuring equipment that we had at the house.
And just ingredients that we had already, too.
Yeah. But honestly...
How'd you make the crust?
I added butter, and then I added quite a bit of flour to it till it became sort of like a dough. And then I put it in a bowl, and I mixed in some milk and some other stuff. I don't really remember too much, but...
I like the dough. It's dough delicious.
Okay. So what do you rate the dessert?
The dessert is... I'd give like a solid 8 out of 10.
Is that your honest rating?
Honest rating, yeah. And then the pierogies, I mean... Pierogies are good. It'd be cool if there was more than just cheese in them.
Yeah, we couldn't find any at the store, so we had to suffice for the potato cheddar ones.
Is that what it is, potato in there?
Yeah, okay. I also would have made my own if I had a little more time, but what about the kielbasa? What do you rate the kielbasa?
Okay, so I'm going to give the pierogi, like, we'll say 5.
5 out of 10?
You didn't make it. I mean, you warmed it up, but you added some good flavor to it and crusted it with when you fried it. The kielbasa, I'm going to take another bite since I didn't finish it all. Mm-hmm. I'm giving that a solid 10. Ooh. I've had like the sauerkraut, like the cabbage from Matt's Grill in the Stone, which he's like specializes in German foods. So I know it's not quite the same, but similar.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this better than his cabbage. And then with the kielbasa in it, the onion and everything, it's like a super awesome like Costco Polish dog on steroids with a bunch of better stuff. That's just not even in comparison.
On steroids?
Yeah, like just amazing, like super over the top. It's really good.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever had Polish food before?
Polish what?
Polish food.
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
So this would be your first time?
This would be my first time.
Same as me. So
is your first time cooking it too?
Yes. I broke the rules a little bit. And last night, after I got done cooking it, I had some of it. So I'll just give an honest rating based off of what I think about how the food was. So starting off with kielbasa, I don't normally like sausage that much.
You don't.
I mean, I like hot dogs, but that's about the only time I'll really eat sausage. So I'll give the kielbasa probably like a 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10. It was actually pretty good. I mean, I think what really brought it all together is having like that, those beets in it with like that little bit of sweetness that kind of cuts through everything. It's a really good addition to it. It also brings out some color in it.
Did you follow a recipe for this or just go off of your gut?
I followed a recipe for it, but I added some more stuff into it. Like I added more seasonings.
It's packed full of seasoning.
Thanks. Do you want to know what seasonings I added?
Sure.
I added some smoked paprika, some salt, some pepper, some cayenne pepper, which I think...
There's a little bit of heat there.
Yeah, a little bit of
I
heat.
I can taste that.
And yeah, I think that was it. I think in the recipe that I was looking at, they just added some salt and pepper. But so for the pierogies, I'm going to give it a rating of like, I'd say 6-7 out of 10. They're pretty good, but they just, I mean, they're a little bland. They don't have too much flavor. I wish there was a different kind that we could have picked up from the store. I heard that there's like sauerkraut and like cabbage ones or something like that. I know, and apparently those are like one of the best ones that you can get. And for the cake, I had a little bite of it earlier. I'll probably give that a rating of 8 out of 10, 7 out of 10. I was pretty surprised with it. It was actually pretty pleasant. I mean, and I don't really cook, or I don't really bake, I should say. I don't bake too much anymore because I feel like baking is a lot harder than cooking.
You have to be more precise. You can't fix stuff.
Yeah, a little more precise. There's a little more instruction on it.
Freaking hate bacon. Baking. I love baking.
I like baking as long as I don't know, as long as it's not a super complicated recipe.
Would you say, because you cook often, like, don't really go off a recipe and stuff, you just add your own flavor and twist on stuff, would you say this is pretty hard compared to stuff you normally make, or pretty easy? I mean, the pierogi is obviously easy, but, like, the cake and the kielbasa,
it was pretty fun to make. It was pretty nice. I mean, I got to chop some stuff up, add it in, saute everything together. I was kicking it for probably, like, 30-40 minutes. I mean, whenever you cook stuff, especially garlic and onions and all those spices together, you want to make sure that you're cooking it for longer. I don't know why, but every time you cook it, like the longer you cook it, the longer everything kind of like sits and like incorporates together, it just tastes so much better. But it wasn't that hard. I mean, I don't cook too much anymore, but yeah, it was pretty easy. It was just the cake that was pretty hard because, I mean, I had to make a custard and it was taking a while to heat up and I was stirring it for a while because you can't stop stirring it. And then I burnt my hand because I put the cake in the oven in a pot and then I took it out with like a washcloth and then I was going to pick up the pan again and I forgot that it just came out of the oven and I burnt my hand.
I don't use the oven mitts ever. You always just use the
I do. It was on the stove.
Okay.
And I went to touch it because I forgot. But it didn't end up being that bad of a burn because right after I put my hand on cold water. But it was pretty hard to make the custard. I think that's when the custard started burning kind of because I was busy and preoccupied with the burn that I had. But yeah, it was an experience.
When you're looking at recipes, don't they have like other stuff where it's like mayonnaise they use for gross stuff? Like borscht or whatever, is that Russian?
Oh, it's sour cream.
Ukrainian.
Red oh, shoot. Borscht. You know what? You should have dipped the pierogies in sour cream. That's what they do in Poland.
That's why the sour cream was on last night.
Yeah, and also good. When you add the sour cream to the kielbasa, it makes it taste really good. It, like, cuts the sourness a little bit, and it kind of just makes everything really nice and creamy.
Tossed vegetables, canned tomatoes. Okay. All right. Well, this was delicious. I'm a fan of any homework assignment where you get to make your dad dinner. So if your teacher's listening, who's your teacher? Mr. Finkbeiner?
Yep, Mr. Finkbeiner.
Hey, I know she was supposed to have someone else who wasn't related or anything do it. We actually looked far and wide. All my close personal friends
are
all going through different phases of their health and trying to really invest in their health and stuff, and they weren't really sure when the product was going to be foods from another country.
They're also pretty busy.
True.
Yeah.
So anyways, she reached out to people, I reached out to people, and it was a no-go, unfortunately. So we had to settle for the next best thing, which, again, I'm not complaining one bit because I got food cooked for me. So it's a win-win. So anyways, I'm going to go study for my test tomorrow. Yeah?
Yeah, all right. So we're going to be closing up this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope you guys are going to tune in for the next one.
And to follow me through my nursing journey, you can follow my Instagram. I'm just joking. I don't have one.
All right.
You guys take care. Work hard in school. And Caitlin, thank you again.
Yep.
Mr. Finkbeiner, A.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Tune in for the next podcast.
All right. Welcome back to our Snack Travel Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Graham. I'm here with my co-host, Caitlin Spurlock.
Hello.
And my other co-host, Katie Biddle.
Hello.
And for this week, on our week 4, we are talking about an interview that Caitlin had. So, Caitlin, do you want to tell us on who you were interviewing and how that went?
Yes, I was interviewing my dad. It went pretty good. I mean, I was preparing the food the night before for a while. It was a fun experience to cook ethnic food, you know, something that I've never really experienced before. It was interesting, to say the least. It was really good food, though. Everything turned out pretty nice. You know, it was overall just a pretty fun interview.
So were there some kind of things that you kind of learned from your dad about that you, like, never knew about any, like, experience that he had in this region?
I mean, not necessarily. I feel like when he was interviewing himself and talking about himself on the podcast, he was kind of talking about, you know, his home life and stuff, which is obviously why I'm kind of included in, because he is my father. He was kind of just talking about the basics to himself that I already kind of knew. But I mean, if you listen to the podcast, I feel like it would be a little more interesting with the interview, because I mean, I'm sure none of you guys really know my dad that well.
Now, remind me again what your dad's name is.
His name is Jason.
All right. So was it like kind of feel a little bit stressful when you're interviewing with your dad because it's probably like someone you look up to?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. But overall, I mean, I usually have pretty nice conversations with him. So the interview went pretty well. I feel like we always kind of had something to talk about, and it was overall just like a pretty interesting interview to do.
So, what all did you and your dad talk about?
We talked about, so first of all, we talked about some of the problems going on in Poland. I don't necessarily remember. It was something to do with politics and stuff. And I had my dad talk about that one to start off the episode. And then after he introduced himself, and then we hopped on to reviewing the food. And we started with, so I made pierogies and kielbasa, and I also made like a Polish cake. Everything came out pretty good, and he reviewed the kielbasa first, the pierogi second, and then the Polish cake third, and he reviewed all of them and gave them a rating of 1 out of 10.
Okay, so what all was in the pierogi or the other one?
So in the kielbasa, there was what is it? There was sauerkraut, and there was kielbasa, which is a Polish sausage, and there was beets and onion and garlic, and I just sauteed that over the stove for a while, and I added some seasonings into it. I added some paprika, some cayenne pepper, and some pepper and salt. And for the pierogies, it was kind of just, it came in like a frozen package, and I threw some of them on the pan, and then I added some butter in and some water in, and I let it steam for a little bit, and then I took off the lid and I let like the bottoms get crispy. I watched a few videos on it, and that's how they showed how to cook it. It was pretty good.
That's so cool.
All right. Well, I think that will wrap up this episode. Is there any final thoughts that you guys had?
I mean, it was really fun. I think it was a little bit of a different sort of podcast because we weren't really reviewing snack food as much. It was kind of just like a three-course meal. It was pretty fun. There's a bunch of leftovers, and I would definitely do something like this again. The cooking experience was fun. I would rate the overall podcast experience that I had definitely like a 8 out of 10, 7 out of 10. It's like one of the better ones that I enjoyed. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to my podcast for episode 4, and I hope you're gonna tune in for the next one.
Alrighty, that's all. Thank you for tuning in.